Assistant Sports Director Declan Goff here to talk some Husky hoops with you on Husky Sports Friday. On Tuesday night, the women's basketball team took care of business in their final non-conference tune-up before conference play begins this weekend, live from Hollenbeck Hall. On Tuesday, SDSU defeated Dakota State 88-63. Senior guard Sam Price and Jessica Benson led the way for the Huskies. Sam Price was nearly perfect from the floor on Tuesday. She converted on 6 of her 7 shots from behind the arc. She also tied a career high with 25 points in the contest. Jessica Benson also posted her third double-double of the season. Going into this season, talking with head coach Lori Fish, she was very adamant about her freshmen getting some significant minutes this season. Well, the freshmen have definitely picked up their play. Freshman guards Chelsea Nooker and Betsy McDonald put up double-digit points on Tuesday, all coming off the bench for the Huskies. This Saturday, the SDSU Huskies welcome their first conference test of the season as Minnesota Duluth will be in town. The Huskies, who are the defending NSIC North champions, begin their defense this Saturday. Head coach Lori Fish was able to catch up with the KVSE sports crew before tip-off last Tuesday night.
Assistant Sports Director Declan Goff joined with Head Coach Lori Fish of the St. Cloud State women's basketball team. First off, Coach, let's recap last week quick. You had a victory on your first road test of the season in Iowa last week. How did that go for getting the first road victory?
It's always nice to win on the road. You know, you get off the bus and you got to play, and I thought our team, we started off a little slow, but we picked it up and took care of business.
Talk about how important these non-conference games can be, because even though they may be non-conference, obviously these games are still very important to kind of showcase yourself around the other leagues.
Yeah, there's no doubt these games are important, and what's been good for us is each team has posed a different challenge for us, and so it's really going to help prepare us when we start league play, and I couldn't be more pleased with the things that we've seen and how we've been challenged and how we've handled those challenges.
Talking earlier this offseason, we discussed how important it was going to be to have your freshman class contribute in a big way, and how have they kind of made the transition to Division II basketball?
You know, I think they've done a nice job. It's definitely a learning curve, and I think that the more they get an opportunity to play, the more consistent they'll be. You know, right now we're still kind of trying to figure out our system and who we are, what our identity is, and we're still trying to figure out our rotations. But I really like what we see from them, and they've done a nice job.
We know how much Sam Price can mean on your team, how much pride she puts out on there in the court. Talking this offseason, you really discussed with Sam this past offseason how important it was kind of to settle things down. How do you think she's made that transition in the first 2 games thus far?
I think she's been a great leader for us. You know, Sam's very capable of scoring a lot of points, but what it's been nice lately is she's really picked up the rebounding end of the floor for us, and that's been huge because we need our guards to rebound, and I feel like she's put a lot of emphasis on that, and it's nice to see.
And Jessica Benson, she's contributed in a big way her whole career. It really seems, though, in the things of early games, it seems she has a little bit of a turnover bug. Do you think that's just a little bit of early jitters? Do you think early season going on? But it seems she kind of has a little bit of a tough time turning the ball over in the first few halves.
Well, with Jess, because she puts a lot of pressure on herself, and she demands a lot, and so she goes out there and tries to do a lot for us. And every once in a while, you know, she gets moving too fast, but you know, she may turn it over here and there, but she does a lot of positives, and so I will never try to slow her down from that aspect because she creates way more good than she does bad for us.
Final question, conference play looming this weekend, this final non-conference game. What do you hope to see in these final kind of adjustments in this adjustment period between the non-conference and the conference?
You know, tonight especially, we're looking to see how our execution is. We have to be a little bit sharper. Sometimes it takes us a while to get into our offense. We have to do that a little quicker. Just kind of clean things up, be a little more sharper, and big thing, got to take care of the basketball.
All right, thanks, Coach. Good luck tonight.
You bet, thanks.
Thanks to head coach Lori Fish for joining us on Husky Sports Friday, taking a look at the Husky schedule this season. We have to be pretty proud with the way the St. Cloud State played in their non-conference battles. They won all of their non-conference games against Valley City State, Grandview of Iowa, University of Wisconsin Stout, and then defeating Dakota State this past Tuesday night. So conference play looming this weekend for the Huskies. We'll see if St. Cloud can turn the corner. But talking with head coach Lori Fish, she really is very pleased with the way the freshmen have played and with everyone else contributing off the bench. St. Cloud last night scored 44 points off the bench. That really gives a help off the starters. Obviously, Jessica Benson and Sam Price have been so fantastic for the Huskies all their careers, but I think Lori Fish knows that, well, they can't lean on them too strongly, and knowing that St. Cloud has this deep bench and this deep core of young players coming through, it's always nice to have a security blanket in that, so hopefully that St. Cloud State can rely on that down the season. We'll throw it back to Gina Carlson on Husky Sports Friday, and we'll take a break right after this. You're listening to Husky Sports Friday on 88.1 FM, KVSC.